With Side Effects Public Media and WFYI, I'm Darian Benson. Across Indiana, numerous organizations support people living in recovery from addiction. And some provide harm reduction services, things like test strips to identify deadly substances like fentanyl and naloxone, a life-saving medication that reverses overdoses. Asha Diss leads one of these groups in Fort Wayne, Project Me. She first entered recovery from opioids 14 years ago through the justice system. When Diss was released from prison, she set goals for herself, like graduating from college and getting a job. She says she encountered stigma early on her recovery journey, and it's why she founded Project Me.
I think even with stigma, it's not always that people mean harm. It's untruths that I think people believe that they hold true, but it's just not fact.
This is story as part of Side Effects Public Media and WFYI's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.
One of my first forays as Project Me was trying to find Narcan. So this is early 2019, maybe late 2018. And I had a friend who was sending me some doses from Texas, and you just couldn't find it here. Looked for some Narcan training. I ended up getting that online through an organization called Get Naloxone Now. And so got certified in how to administer Narcan. And then I actually went to the pharmacy and got my first doses of Narcan from the Walgreens. And I had to use my own insurance. So it was $30, whatever the copay was to get those. But again, that was the catalyst too. I have to do something. What people are just dying all over the place right now. And what is the reason for that when we have this medication that is life-saving, that could prevent people from dying at such a rapid rate especially with this fentanyl crisis, it just absolutely does not discriminate in any way, shape, or form. People are using substances in an experimental way and dying. Anybody can be affected by this and are being affected by this. And so that was my first mission under that Project Me umbrella, was to start distributing Narcan. So registered as a distributor for the state, formed a partnership with Overdose Lifeline by signing up as a distributor for them, and started distributing Narcan. We just talked to people. We offer safe use kits. And those kits, I think we got some pushback a little bit, understandably. I think anytime you're distributing supplies for people to use drugs, it can just be divisive. But I think people are coming to understand that, with Project Me, it's all love. And we don't mass distribute kits, so we don't hand people a week's worth of, whatever. But every single time we issue one kit to somebody, it's a touch point. And it's a safe space that we've created, because our whole, mission through Project Me is to deliver all of the supports and services that we give people with non-judgment and empathy and compassion and love. And we just don't judge people. We don't care where you're at. We believe that you deserve the same support as everybody else. And so if somebody's actively using, you just want to keep them as healthy and safe as they can be, so that they have the opportunity to choose recovery, because the only time somebody can't recover is if they're dead. So just keeping people alive and I guess as free from the adverse effects of drugs as we can, so that they have the opportunity to recover when they do make that choice, if they make that choice. And if they don't, then just harm reduction, and we meet them where they're at and just give them what they need to be safe.
That's Asha Diss, the founder of Project Me. This piece was produced by me, Darian Benson, as part of Side Effects Public Media's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.